Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We hear from a listener who has a knack for exposing lost classics.
Yeah, she's a listener with an old soul.
It's holiday time. It's holiday season. We're working on Christmas gifts.
Yes, we are.
Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. I'm in my workshop like 24/7.
Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. All those things. It's the festive season.
Yes,
and we asked listeners to send us just one song, one holiday song that they really enjoy.
Yep.
And we're going to play those all this week, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get to this submission.
Hey guys, what is going on? It is Mackenzie here. I am calling to talk about my favorite Christmas song. I saw your tweet the other day while I was in class, and now I'm here and I don't want to do homework, so we'll talk about Christmas music instead. I'm totally down for that. To probably no one's surprise, I'm going to choose a Motown song. So at the moment, because this changes probably from month to month within the winter season, this is my favorite song. I found it about a year ago and I was not familiar with it for reasons that we'll get into here in a second, but it's I Want to Go Home for Christmas. It's by Marvin Gaye. It was recorded in 1972. So from the stories that I could gather on the internet, it was written by Forrest Hairston. He gave it to Marvin. Marvin cut it in one recording session, as one does, and he brought it to Berry Gordy, and he had obviously no interest in doing an anti-war Christmas song. So the song, I could not find any record of it having been released as a single or on any album. It wasn't until 1990 on a compilation album that it was on there. I think it was intended to be like a posthumous, very large compilation of Marvin Gaye's work. Then sometime in the 90s, there was a reissue of the album A Motown Christmas, and this song was tacked on the end as a bonus track. So that's why I didn't know it. Whatever version of A Motown Christmas I have in my personal music library, which probably came from my parents' library, it just didn't have that song on it. That specific edition didn't. And so I had not heard it growing up. I might have heard it on the radio or something, but it was not in my real kind of wavelength of receiving information. So when I was on Spotify last Christmas making a playlist, I was listening to a Motown Christmas album, and this song came up at the end, and I was just totally entranced by it. It's so good. If you're a fan of What's Going On, or that era of Marvin Gaye's career, it's a beautiful, brilliant continuation of that that just happens to be Christmas themed. If we took out the Christmassy aspects like the jingle bells or like the choral arrangements I find to be very Christmassy, if we took that stuff out and we put in the instrumentation and backing vocals that are on What's Going On, this album, it would fit right into that album. It really is a very, it's just as political, it's just as soft but full as other songs of this era is for him. I think it's one of his greatest vocal performances of the 70s. It's so, the balance between the softness of his voice and the strength that it can also bring is just captured very, very well here. There is a talking bit on it, which I'm typically not fond of, but for some reason it really works in this song. And again, I think it's the softness of his voice backed with the instrumentation and the strength that he has as well. It's just a really nicely captured balance. I think this is a perfect addition to a music playlist, especially if you're a soul music fan or an R&B fan. You'll really, I think, just appreciate it. It's definitely on my playlists. I'm going to try to get through the rest of the semester before we actually reach the holiday season. I hope you guys have a great next 2 months. It's already snowing up here in Michigan, so, you know, it'll probably be a white Christmas. And I hope to see and talk to you guys soon. Bye.
My baby, under
Are you familiar with that song, Patrick?
I'm not familiar with that song.
I was not either.
No.
This is a great surprise to me. It's a Christmas gift to us.
It really is. It's so nice to hear Mackenzie's voice.
Yeah, that's Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Yeah.
She's one of our loyal listeners, and she is a college student in Michigan, as she mentioned.
That's right.
And a big Motown fan. Mm-hmm. That's where she got to start listening and contributing to our show.
Right. And we should mention that Brad Mailer is sitting here with us and heard that song. Brad, are you familiar with that?
Oh, am I here?
Yeah, you are here. We just saw you sitting over there.
I thought he was a nowhere man.
Yeah, he might have been.
Mackenzie's one of my favorite of your guests.
Oh, great.
Folks. She's really, really good. She's so into the soul.
I know.
And it's
amazing.
So good. She's bringing us some stuff that none of us have ever heard before. It's awesome.
She always seems to do that.
Isn't
it's
great?
Incredible. I don't know how
we're
she
learning
does
from
it.
like a 20-year-old.
I know.
About this classic music that we miss.
Yeah, she's,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
great.
I hope she doesn't want to do homework more often.
All right, any thoughts on that song real quick?
It was amazing, yeah. I think she described it very, very eloquently. And it's so interesting to have a song, like she said, knocked out in one day, as one does, right? That's pretty amazing. But, artists of that caliber, it's hard to imagine that they were doing stuff like that, we'd recently been thinking and talking a lot about the Beatles, but they wouldn't hardly ever, especially later in their career, go in and just knock something off for the most part, in one day. They might, maybe Hey Bulldog, but it's incredible to think that something like this from Marvin Gaye would be buried, essentially for so long. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's really great.
She's right, though. It's definitely of that Marvin Gaye period.
Sure.
It's not the sort of more upbeat, peppy stuff that he did in the 60s, which is tremendous as well,
of course.
Mm-hmm. But this is where, this is more the introspective Marvin.
Yeah.
And the guy is really trying to say something. And even in a Christmas song, he's still
got to do it.
Trying to say something here, right? And it's kind of slow jammy in a good way. And nice, it'd be nice to put on this holiday season.
I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely a good addition to a playlist. Thank you so much, Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Lovely to hear from her.
Thanks for that. So we have more listener picks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. And you can converse with us via the phone line,
612-440-1984.
Or the email, rock@suburbspod.com. And I'll give you guys a pro tip. What Mackenzie did there was she actually recorded a little MP3 herself and then emailed it to us.
Good quality.
So that was a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she got around the 3-minute limit
on
the party line.
That's right. So you can do that. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit us up that way. All those at Suburbs Pod. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And thanks again, Brad Mailer, for joining us. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Let's make stop the fight.
Ooh. If I can't make it home in time, I know we'll be keeping my spirits bright by wearing my name. Trying to stop this fight. Oh, but I'd give anything to see the family and that little Christmas tree.
I hope she doesn't want to do homework more often.